الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We'll be learning about the great companions of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This week, it is Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was born 32 years after Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning he was 32 years younger than our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he passed away 48 years after the demise of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his real name is actually Abdul Rahman ibn Sakhr ad-Dawsi. He was a very devout companion and amongst the first students of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, known as Ashabus Suffa. His title Abu Huraira, which means father of kittens, was given to him due to his fondness of kittens. He accepted Islam through the invitation of Tufail ibn Amr ad-Dawsi, who was a leader of the Dawes tribe, who accepted Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he returned to his tribe, amongst the first to accept Islam at his first call were Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a young man at the time. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu later joined Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Madinatul Munawwara 7 years after Hijrah. He was 26 years old at the time, and this was approximately 4 years before the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of his remarkable qualities was his special memory. This memory was given to him as a result of a dua by our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Due to this memory, he learned many teachings of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is amongst a very special group known as Mukthirin Hadith, those people who narrated the largest number of hadith to us. And the total number of hadith which he has narrated to us is some 5,374 ahadith. Now this is a remarkable number, given that he only had 4 years in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And from amongst the companions, this is the largest narration. He was a very poor sahabi, and he lived, like I mentioned, within the Ashabu Sufa. These were the very poor sahaba companions who had dedicated their lives to the learning of deen from our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is well known for his piety and zeal for knowledge. His routine included dividing his night into three portions: one for studying, one for worship, and one for sleep. He had utmost love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he set aside all his luxuries and comfort and spent many years in hunger to remain in the blessed company of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and learn from him. After Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, he continued acquiring knowledge by going to fellow companions, as well as teaching whatever knowledge he had acquired directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The number of narrators from Abu Huraira, meaning his students, direct students who we know of, are close to 800. He passed away in Madinatul Munawwara at the age of 78, and he is buried in Jannatul Baqi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept these great companions of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them reward on our behalf. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.